Nashville. This is Business as Usual. My name is Bailey. I'm the adult librarian at the Donaldson branch.
And I'm Corey. I'm the manager at the Goodlettsville branch.
And we are here with Elizabeth Gortmaker. Did I say that right?
You did.
Awesome. Executive Director at the Thomas F. Cone Senior Center for Entrepreneurship at the Belmont University. How are you today?
I'm good. That was such a mouthful.
That was.
That was a lot.
We'll shorten that later, I'm sure. Elizabeth, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for inviting me to be here today. I serve as the director of the Cone Center at Belmont University, and we support our entrepreneurs all across campus from all 12 colleges at Belmont. And I've been serving in this role for about 10 years. I am also a Belmont alum. I did my undergrad there, worked for a few years, came back and got my MBA at Belmont. And then came back a few years later for this job. So
couldn't get enough.
Yeah, exactly. Belmont's tagline is from here to anywhere. And the joke is for me, it's from here to right back to here. But I love being a part of the Belmont community and seeing how much, you know, the campus has grown and changed over the last 20 plus years.
Lots of changes. I know Belmont campus is similar to what Nashville is. Tons of changes constantly happen.
It's crazy.
All the time.
So.
Could you talk about the Thomas F. Cone Center for Entrepreneurship and the opportunities it offers to Belmont students?
Sure. Yeah. So our entrepreneurship major and minor were developed in 2003. And as we built out that curriculum, we really believe strongly that students learn by doing. Mm-hmm. So the Center for Entrepreneurship was also formed at that time in 2003. To provide resources outside of the classroom for students to engage in the entrepreneurial process. So practically speaking, what that looks like is outside of the classroom. So there's no course credit. There's no official requirements. Everything we do is totally free for any student on campus. And we just have a really wide variety of programs to support students wherever they are. So if they have an idea and they don't know what to do next, we've got something for them. Or maybe they're a student who's already started a business and they're having issues with their finances or with scaling or their partnership or legal issues. Like, we are there to help them. But then even broader speaking, we have been charged with equipping all Belmont students with an entrepreneurial mindset, which basically means that by the time they graduate, we want every Belmont student to be able to think entrepreneurially, mm-hmm. to think critically, to solve problems, to be a proactive leader in whatever job, whatever career they take. And so we do that. We help them engage in that process so they don't spend their 4 years in their dorm rooms,
right.
you know, writing out a business plan or just with their head stuck in their textbooks, but that they can engage in this type of learning and really learn by doing throughout their four years.
That's great.
That's really awesome. So you don't have to have any particular major. It's open to any student, right?
Totally.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I always imagine like only the business students would be able to take advantage of something.
No, because, like, you know, you think about it. We've got O'More College. So we've got architecture students, fashion design majors, even some of our liberal arts students. They might not be studying anything in the business school, but they have their own business.
Sure.
You know, maybe they're a music business student and they want to start an artist management company or a record label or an art student who's going to go out and be an entrepreneur, you know. So we want to provide that resource for them. Even if they never step foot in a business class, they can come get some of those hands-on and practical tools to support them.
Really
great.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. So Belmont also has some student-run business programs. Could you tell us about that and how it works? Can anybody visit those stores?
Totally. So we have two retail stores on Belmont Boulevard. 2006 Belmont Boulevard is the address.
Oh, okay.
Go check it out. Everyone is welcome. And this was started about 20 years ago as well. And these two retail spaces are an opportunity for students to come together in a group and come up with a business concept and then go through the practice of launching and running a business. It is the highest paid job on campus.
Wow,
we employ about 30 students between these two retail stores, and they quite literally run the business. Anything from I'm the marketing manager to I'm the team lead and I do all the scheduling and run our team meetings, or I'm the inventory manager and I'm trying to figure out the inventory for a storefront. So it is a huge resume builder for these students. They are running an actual retail shop We just opened a new shop called the Bruin Bodega. We opened in October. Yeah. And that store features products from Belmont alumni and students, and then some of our community partners as well. So think of your corner bodega, your corner market, where you can come and get some grab-and-go snacks. It's a market with some groceries and food, but all of the products in there were made locally or made by a Belmont Bruin. Brands like No Bake Cookie Dough are in there. Chechi's Chai, if you're into the chai and the drinks. We've got chips. We've got Greener Roots lettuces, Ladybird Taco. We've got their Choco Tacos, you know, anything and everything that you can think of. But so that's our newest store, because about every 4 years we change out the retail stores because our student body changes every 4 years. So current students get to come together and come up with a concept and then open a business.
That's exciting.
And so it is open to the public. It is, it's very public facing, kind of right there across from Bongo Java. And I'd say probably easily half of the customers are actually from the local community. And that's one of the coolest things when someone shops and will say, I had no idea this is student run. Mm-hmm. You know, the students are always really proud of that, where they're like, this is a legit store, you know, because it is.
It is legit.
Yeah. Our second store, I said we have two. So the Bruin Bodega, we just opened in October. And then the other store is called House Of, and it is a women's boutique. So they also feature some of our students' fashion designs and art, but think of it as like women's clothing, home goods, accessories, all that. But
Really, it's one
of our learning opportunities. You know, if you're a student who says, I want to learn what it looks like to run a business, but I don't have my own business idea per se, then this is a cool opportunity for them.
Yeah.
Is there a certain year student that you're looking for? Are they like freshmen through seniors, or is it just sophomores? Or
we hire a variety of majors, because you really want a team. You know, everyone needs to think differently, have different experiences, and come together and work together as a team. We typically hire sophomores and up, just because freshman year, you got to get your feet on the ground.
Absolutely.
You just need to figure out where your classes are, you know. But it is a neat opportunity when someone starts as a sophomore and then works their way up, and by the time they're a senior, they can be the store manager and take on more leadership and ownership.
Sure. So, really cool. Really cool. So students eventually graduate. I don't know if you knew that, but hopefully
they do.
Hopefully they graduate. Fingers crossed. Do alumni stay involved with the program at all?
Absolutely. There is a Belmont statistic. I'm probably going to get this wrong, so maybe I shouldn't say it, but something about 80% of our students came from outside of Tennessee, and then roughly 80% of our students stay in the Tennessee, Middle Tennessee area. So it's a huge feeder to our local community here. But yes, our alumni stay very involved. One of the opportunities they have is to be an entrepreneur in residence. This year we have 5 entrepreneurs in residence who are successful alumni. They studied different majors while they were at Belmont, but they're all running their own business, very successful in their own entrepreneurial work. And then they come back to serve and mentor our students. So we have 5 this year. All of them are on campus every week, just mentoring students totally for free, providing all sorts of guidance. And obviously, there's a lot of connections that happen through that as well, helping get the students connected with their broader networks as well. So that's one of our opportunities. But alumni come back all the time and speak in our classes or judge our pitch competitions. We have started a program called the Belmont Entrepreneur Awards, where every year we honor 100 of our alumni entrepreneurs and bring them back on campus. And so there's a lot that has come out of that, of kind of building out that Bruin network, and so many stories of what our alumni are doing together through that. But yes, they're very involved. And we're always trying to build out new ways to engage with alumni that we can support them. How can Belmont continue to support our alumni? And then how can they get plugged in with our students as well?
Very nice.
Yeah, very
that's
cool.
Awesome.
What are some successes from the alumni program? Why is it so successful?
Yeah, man, our I love our alumni. We have found Belmont alumni have started over 900 businesses in 6 countries around the world. Yes, and we can see that 10 years down the road, 70% are still in business. So, you know, it is awesome. We're like, wow, this is remarkable. And like, why is that? And I think a lot of it goes towards just the culture of Belmont and the creativity. I think a lot of our alumni are doing what they're doing because they're passionate about it and they're driven. It's something that they care about. And helping, what we also want to do is help our students figure out their own unique voice and their own unique skills. What do you bring to the world? What are you called to do in this world? And so when you graduate, go out and do that thing, like serve your community in the way that you were made to do that. And so I just think that mindset helps our alumni kind of find their purpose and their passion and keep going. But some cool story. So EJ Reed is the founder of Slim and Husky's Pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He started that probably maybe close to 10 years ago now. But, you know, Slim and Husky's, they're in multiple locations around Nashville. They're in the airport now.
Shout out if they want to send any coupons.
I will get you some coupons. So good. They were nominated for a James Beard Award.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
A year or so ago. Yeah, which is incredible for pizza.
Right.
But EJ's great. They're always doing so many amazing things with their staff and for their community. Jenny and Evan Owens are the founder of Reboot Recovery, which is working nationwide. I think they're actually kind of expanding outside the U.S. as well. But they've got a 12-week program that's focused on trauma recovery for military and first responders. And they just they're a married couple, just the two of them have started this, and it's just grown and grown and grown over time where they're working in all 50 states, helping that community. I'm trying to think of some of Emily Egebrecht started Consider the Wildflowers, which you guys might not know about, but it's fine jewelry, diamonds, beautiful, beautiful jewelry. And so just kind of looking at like people finding their own unique passions and skills and pursuing that and doing some really beautiful things in the world. But Jonathan Morrell, the Escape Game, he's also one of our alumni.
That's cool.
Yeah, he started that whole escape room craze in America. He's the one who started that. And the Escape Game's in like 26 cities now, I think. So, a lot of really cool stories. A lot of Belmont alumni are doing some really amazing things.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right. So the question that we ask everybody who sits in the hot seat, what's one piece of advice you'd give to someone starting out as an entrepreneur or small business owner?
Just keep going.
Okay.
Yeah. I think what I see a lot with our students and younger entrepreneurs is sometimes you get so focused on 5 years down the road that you miss today. Or sometimes you spend way too much time writing, you know, this is what we always say, don't spend your 4 years writing your business plan in your dorm room to then go out and start it when you graduate.
Yeah.
Just get started. Just take that one step today. Or when it feels kind of overwhelming, because it is, as an entrepreneur, there's so much to do. It takes so much grit and hustle and just constantly persevering and believing in yourself, even when it's hard or difficult, is just keep going. Just take that next step and keep pursuing. Keep pursuing. Keep going.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, that's great. Where can someone get in contact with you or the Thomas F. Cohen Center for Entrepreneurship?
Yes. Our website is BelmontETP.com. ETP is short for entrepreneurship. So BelmontETP.com has all of our resources, all of our events, everything that we're doing for our students. They can email me or reach out. You know, we're on social media and all of that as well. But, yeah, we are here to serve, you know, our students and the broader entrepreneurial community. We believe, you know, rising tide, we'll all support each other.
Sure.
And Nashville's just one of the greatest cities to live in right now for entrepreneurship.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So,
oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for
joining
us
today. Thank you so
today.
Much. Yeah.
We really appreciate
thank
it.
Elizabeth. All right, Nashville, thank you so much. Again, this was Business as Usual. My name is Bailey.
And I'm Corey.
And thank you again, Elizabeth, so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.